Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We've got some stories from our personal lives, so everybody gather around,
Story time.
Sit crisscross applesauce. We'll fill you in on what's going on in our lives a little bit. Yesterday, my son, old Reed Areno, had some friends over, and they went out exploring. And in my neighborhood, when you get to the end of the block, there's a lake. We've got a lake in our neighborhood, which is very nice. It's great. I love to go jog around it. It's beautiful, very well maintained, and we just love being so close to the lake. And we've been letting him go out there and you know, hang out a little bit, go catch crawdads, and go fishing, and you know, just enjoying the summer.
Yeah, kid stuff.
Kid stuff, which is great. You know, get off your screens, go outside. Well, when you go to the opposite end of the lake, which it's a good mile around. It's a big lake. The opposite end of it from our neighborhood, there's a big storm pipe that comes out of the side of the mountain and dumps water into the lake.
Like the cement drain type thing?
Big old cement drain.
Yeah.
Where the Ninja Turtles come out.
Yeah,
you know? Exactly.
That's where they're at.
And that's, you know, prime crawdad spot where all the water's coming out, and that's where all the crawdads are and everything. And, you know, from time to time, I don't know who maintains it, but they shut off the water flow into the lake if the lake's high enough. And so it's sitting there dry. And we had a little talk again with him before he took off on his bike with his four buddies yesterday. Do not go in the storm drain. You don't know how far back in it goes. You don't know where it goes. You don't know if there's a drop-off. You don't know if there's rattlesnakes in there
exactly.
or animals.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we went through everything that could possibly happen inside a storm drain. There could be a hobo in there that stabs you.
Oh, gosh.
Well, shank you. Get out of my storm drain, and he shanks you.
My house.
You never know. So anyway, we, of course, you know, do the find my thing on the phone where you can keep track of him, keep an eye on him where he's at.
Yep.
Sure enough, he's over there on that side by the storm drain. And you see him, like, on the outside of it on the map. He's, you know, where he should be.
Yeah.
Getting crawdads. The next thing you know, like, I refreshed it, and if you follow the storm drain, like, along the grass, you know, to wherever it goes from above, like, you can see him, like, on the grass within the storm drain, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, he's in there. And so we immediately text him and, you know, call him, get out of there. You don't be in there. And he swore up and down that he's not in there. So there was this little bit of back and forth in my mind that, yes, you don't want him in there because of murder, death, kill. You never know what's in there. But on the other hand, 14-year-old boy with four of his friends, one, how are you going to keep him out of there with peer pressure? And two, oh, shoot, I'd be in there as a kid, too,
right?
And exploring. So there's that balance of, do you let him be a boy and get in there with his buddies and explore? That's probably the coolest thing that's going to go on for them today, being able to play in a storm drain. Or do you say, oh, my God, get out of there. You could die.
You know, what's funny is that same thing. When I was young, me and my friends, we had this kind of open area too, Jared, where there was a creek next to my family's house.
Yeah.
And there's the storm drain right there. And we would go in truly as far as you could until you couldn't see the light coming into the tunnel. And we all got too scared. We were like, we can't really do this.
Which way do you go?
But even there was like the end of the graffiti line. Because other people would be in there too, and they would do the graffiti. But like, we would try to get past the graffiti line and try to make our way
in.
And it was so much fun. But it was also always in the back of our mind, like, you know, is someone going to cover it? Is something going to happen when we're in
what
here?
What if they turn the water back on?
It is as black can be. It is pitch dark in there. And back when we were doing that, Jer, we didn't have the cell phones with flashlights. I mean, we had nothing.
Yeah.
And so we tried to push each other and be, you know, who was the least amount scared.
Farther.
And it was, I hate to maybe be an advocate for it, but it was fun, dude.
Of course it's fun.
It was really, really fun being a young teenage boy.
I want to get in there and kind of be like, how far can I get in there without freaking out?
But you'd hurt your back now, bending down to get in there.
I'd hit my head, you know. Oh, this is so cramped in here.
Get the jaws of life to get
you. Yeah. But it's like truly, like as a young boy. A teen boy.
It's a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage. Yeah. It's like, you know, taking your bike out in the middle of nowhere and having a treehouse and exploring storm drains and going to get candy at Walmart. And, you know, it's just kind of up there on cool things to do.
You just don't want your kid lying to you about it. But you know that they're going to, right? Because they're not going to tell you.
Right.
So it's like,
well, and he was trying to Nicole was like, FaceTime me right now.
Oh God,
I don't have service, Mom.
And so you know he's scampering out to FaceTime, right?
Right.
Or and then he called and he's like, no, I'm not in it. But it was like, No, I'm not in it. No, I'm not in it. No, I'm wrong. You know, you could like hear the echo.
I'm at the end of
it. You're obviously in the storm drain right now. Get out of it. And of course, I did the threat too. It's like, you know, we call my dad G-Paw, who was the career, you know, 50 years in the fire industry and first responder and all that. And I was like, don't make me call G-Paw. Oh, I bet you he's got stories for you about kids in storm drains.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a
storm
drain.
Don't make me do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he's got a storm drain story, right?
He has to have a storm drain story.
So it's just, it's that delicate balance yesterday of letting a kid be a kid and then, you know, not scaring him too much versus just, you know, putting the kibosh on any sort of fun.
Well, yeah, because I know parents these days, too, are like, at least they're not on a screen.
At
like,
least they're not on they're, a screen.
You're always justifying it with that, right?
Well,
they're outside playing.
I want to ask you this because, you know, I don't have kids, but, like, are you afraid that if you are, I'm not saying too strict with him, but preventing him from doing stuff like that, that he's going to start to just go behind your back? I mean,
the
there's
whole
probably,
rebellious thing.
There's got to be a balance there too, right?
Yeah. And then there's that balance too of, you know, not embarrassing him in front of his other three friends that are in there. That
which,
obviously,
knick-knack, sorry, the FaceTime me right
I
now.
I know, which obviously have no parental supervision. We know these other three kids, and they're, you know, who knows, they could be hanging out at a gas station 10 miles away. Like, I know these kids. And I was like,
they'll come back.
Don't be these kids. You be the responsible one in the group, okay?
Excuse me, I have to FaceTime my mommy.
I know.
And it was so funny, too. Before they all took off on their bikes, Nicole texted me. She's like, would it be embarrassing for him if I ran out and sprayed him with sunscreen before they left?
Oh. Yes. Mom, stop it.
I was like, don't do that. Don't spray him with sunscreen before they take off.
She's look, keeping him safe. Though.
They're going to be in a shady tunnel anyway.
Yeah,
Jared.
It's fine. Out of the sun. No problem. No problem. So, that was my day yesterday. Now, I have this. I want to toss it over to Katie because you got a great story about a guy fingering your tater tots.
Oh, wow. So mad about it, too. You'd think that'd make me happy, but this is a sad story with a sad ending. Because, yeah, I was out to eat with friends, and, you know, it was like one of those instances where everybody kind of orders an appetizer and then everybody eats everybody's food. It's like family style, right?
Do you like that?
No.
When everyone's like, let's just all order apps and share.
No.
Because there's all, then you split the bill and there's like always apps that you don't get too.
Exactly.
Like there'll be eight of you in your party and they bring out the tray of five chicken wings.
Yeah. And you don't
and
get
you don't
any
get
of
one
them.
And then you're paying for
still
it.
Still paying $2 for a chicken wing.
Hate
and
it.
Also, I don't drink. And so that also irritates me a little because drinks are like $10 each. My iced tea is $2.95, you know what I mean? But so everybody's eating. And the thing is somebody ordered nachos first and then they offered to share. So then you know, if you're ordering an appetizer, you're kind of obligated to share it with everybody at the table. Exactly. So I ordered the tachos, right, which is just essentially tater tots, green chili cheese. All the best things.
He's got goosebumps.
And this was really good, too. Like, I don't know if they were like homemade tots or what, but Katie. Oh my gosh, it was so good. But anyway, so they come out and they bring out my tachos, and we've already got the nachos and the wings, everything else, right? So everybody has their stuff. But they put the tachos right in front of me, and I, because I'm like, I'm going to share this, I grab a separate plate. I'm like, I'm not just going to eat it from the tacho plate because I'm sharing it with everybody.
Very courteous of you.
Not only that, I use a fork to grab the pieces that I want to eat. So I'm all sitting there grabbing it, and all of a sudden the guy next to me just completely grabs a handful of tots with his fingers, and I'm just staring at him like, what are you
What the frick? Doing? What the frick
it
is going on?
Instantly irritates me. And then I'm like... looking at everybody else because I'm like, clearly that's not okay. Nobody says anything. And then everybody keeps eating it like it's just fine. And I was like,
after he grabbed your tachos?
That doesn't gross everybody out. Like, his greasy fingers were all up in it.
Like,
right?
I'm envisioning, fingers going into the cheese.
Yeah, like the cheese pull
and
from
pulling.
His finger was so gross. And so then I'm like, I move the plate a little, right? So that the cheese pull side where his grubby fingers were at were away from
me. Opposite,
I'm not going to
get So you can dig back
that.
Into your tachos.
Exactly. So I'm still continuing to grab the tots with my fork.
Call them tachos.
Tachos. The guy on my left then grabs tots with his hand.
What
and I'm
the
like,
frick?
I'm like surrounded
what
by gross
What the frick is
people.
Going on?
I can't believe it. Here's the kicker, though, okay? So homie to my right gets something to eat, and he just gets, like, a platter. Yeah. So it's, like, his meal.
Did you rub your hands all over
it? No. Get this. So he has the bread that comes with it, right?
Yeah.
And he's offering everybody at the table some of his bread, except me. And I was like, so now you're going to finger my tots and I can't have your bread? I was so mad.
I would have grabbed that bread, taken a bite, and put it back on his plate.
I almost grabbed his fried chicken and was like, guess what? You're sharing that leg with me now, you know?
Jeez.
Like, I was so mad about it. But then at the end, like, the pile of tachos that he assaulted is still there because I'm not going to eat them, right?
You don't want that,
And then they make a point. Like, somebody at the table's like, oh, Katie didn't eat her tachos. I'm like, there was a lot of them. That's what I said. I didn't want to call out homie to my right.
I would have been like, everybody's hands have been in my tachos.
And I don't see how nobody saw that but me. I was like, is this what you guys do just on a regular basis? Just grabbing all up on each other's tachos like nobody's business?
Like, I'm such a germaphobe and I'm grossed out by everybody and everything. Like, I wouldn't even have gone back in. I would have not even spun the plate to get to the other side.
I was hungry.
I'd have been like, we're done here.
I was so hungry.
We are done here.
I was starving. What I learned is next time I'm just going to get a burger.
You need to do that. With a side of tachos for yourself.
I know. Like, put them under the table or something. Keep
that guy has no etiquette.
That's disgusting. It really is.
The fact that he didn't share the bread with me is what really sent me over the
edge. I don't know where his fingers have been.
I know. It's like, I don't want
it. It could have been in other people's tachos.
Well, did he go straight fingers to mouth?
He's touching everybody's tachos.
Yeah.
And then back into the...
Back in, Josh.
Oh, no. He's a double dipper almost.
He's a double dipper of my tachos.
You basically would make out with that guy if you went back in on that same side. You might as well have French kissed that guy.
This is getting worse and worse. Like, your story is just...
You don't put your fingers in other people's tachos.
You don't.
Nope. You really shouldn't do that.
Not without asking first or making sure that that's something I'm
okay with. Or buying
them
a cocktail first.
Yeah, tacho consent. There you go.
Maybe
tacho
like
consent.
Freaky.
No means
maybe.
No.
Yes.
Don't touch my tachos.
Keep your hands up off my tachos.
You.
Anyway.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Noted. Never touch Katie's tachos.
I'm a sharer, okay?
Yeah, but you were a kind, courteous person with your fork and the slide onto a separate plate.
I thought I was being courteous.
You were. It was them that weren't.
I would never go out with that guy again.
I know.
Nope.
Well,
is he a friend of yours or somebody else?
Kind of like by association type thing.
Damn it.
So I know.
I would break up with that friendship immediately.
Like, we're no longer friends. Go find your own tachos.
Guys with a dirty hand. dirty hand.